This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses making Nepal a self-reliant country. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda hints possibility of leftist unity and electoral alliance on a new basis. CPNUML forms task force to investigate party cadres working against the party in the local level elections. And a gunman kills three and severely injures another three in a shopping mall shooting in Denmark. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for making Nepal a self-reliant country. Speaking at a meeting with the office bearers of the Nepal Youth Entrepreneurs Forum at the office of the president at Shital Niwas yesterday, President Bhandari expressed concern over the growing trade deficit. The president stressed formulating proper policies to address the problems being faced by the entrepreneurs and the industrialists. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed the possibility of unity, collaboration and electoral alliance among leftist forces on a new basis. During a meeting of the Central Committee of the party held at Kathmandu yesterday, Chair Dahal also presented his political report. The political report is set to talk about the policies, plans and programs that should be adopted by the CPN Maoist Center. The report also mentions that the party would prepare an election manifesto after the consultation with experts, according to the party officials. The CPNUML has formed a task force to probe into the leaders and cadres who were involved in anti-party activities during the local level elections. The task force led by party vice chairperson Vishnu Paudil would recommend actions against the leaders and cadres of the party who played roles to defeat the UML candidates in the local elections. Leader Prithibi Subbagurung informed that the secretariat meeting of the party also held a discussion on making a review of the local level elections and assessing the government's current activities. The government has issued the Advertisement Code of Conduct. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki unveiled the Advertisement Code of Conduct amid a program in Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Karki stressed the need for implementing the Code of Conduct to make the advertisement sector healthy and decent. He assured that the ministry was committed to removing possible hurdles in the enforcement of the Code of Conduct. Also addressing the program, the secretary at the ministry, Vaikunth Ariyal, said with the enforcement of the Code of Conduct, the advertisement sector would be more competent and transparent. All services provided by the Department of Information and Broadcasting have now gone digital. Communications and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki inaugurated Information Management System and Online Service Delivery System at a function in Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, Minister Karki directed the concerned authorities to make online services provided by the department user-friendly, effective and safe. The government of Nepal is preparing to return the Nepali students back to China from Tuesday to continue their studies. Hundreds of Nepali students who had returned to Nepal after the COVID-19 outbreak in China were waiting to return to China to continue their education. Organizing a press conference yesterday, the spokesperson at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Sewa Lamsal, informed that 281 Nepali students would return to China in the first phase starting from Tuesday. Spokesperson Lamsal added that the ministry was working to send all 850 students back to China in collaboration with the Chinese embassy. The spokesperson further said the government of Nepal had highly prioritized the issues raised by the ex-Gorkha soldiers and the government, and the British government had agreed to hold bilateral talks to address their demands. Nepal has raised the concerns of the least developed countries at the 12th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization held in Switzerland. Organizing a press meeting at the ministry yesterday, Industries, Commerce and Supplies Minister Dilendra Prasad Badu said Nepal sought increment in the trade facilities provided to least developed countries by the World Trade Organization. As shared by Minister Baru, Nepal also raised concerns regarding facilities Nepal would get after graduating from least developed countries. Minister Baru, who recently returned home after participating in the conference, claimed that most of the concerns Nepal raised had been addressed. About 2.3 million doses of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine have arrived in Nepal under the COVAX facility. They arrived yesterday. The chief of the logistics management sector of the Department of Health Service, Dr. Surendra Chaurasia, confirmed the arrival of the vaccines. Dr. Chaurasia said the vaccines would be administered to the children who were left during the first phase campaign and would also be used as the second dose. The vaccines will be administered to children aged 5 and under the age of 12. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates. A gunman has killed 3 people and wounded others, 3 of them critically, at one of Denmark's biggest shopping malls. A 22-year-old man has been arrested and charged with the attack, which sparked panic among shoppers at Fields Mall in South Copenhagen. Police chief has said that the motive was unclear and he could not rule out the attack as an act of terrorism. The Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Denmark had suffered a cruel attack. Tens of thousands of residents have been told to evacuate their homes in Sydney following torrential rain and flash flooding in Australia's largest city. Roads have been cut off with 18 evacuation orders in Western Sydney alone and warning of more to come. Emergency Services Minister for the State of New South Wales, Stephanie Cook, marked the situation to be life-threatening. Russia's defense minister says Moscow's forces have taken control of the last major Ukrainian-held city in Ukraine's Luhansk province. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu claimed that the armed forces of the Russian Federation have claimed full control over the city of Lysychansk. Meanwhile, Russia has said Ukrainian missiles killed 3 people in the city of Belgorod near the border with Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in the hilly regions and at a few places in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses making Nepal a self-reliant country. CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpa Kamal Dahal hints possibility of leftist unity and electoral alliance on a new basis. CPN UML forms task force to investigate party cadres working against the party in the local level elections. And a gunman kills 3 and severely injures another 3 in a shopping mall shooting in Denmark. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.